The one time I remember being very aware of my mortality, the doctor called my parents and I into an office after diagnosing the Hodgkin's and gave us a 50-50 chance of me surviving this. 4 days a week, my mom would drive me across the Bay Bridge to San Francisco, and we would walk down this little narrow stairway and wait in the waiting room with all these elderly people. And that was an odd feeling, being the only child there. I hadn't known anyone with any kind of cancer except very elderly people. I was in uncharted waters. It was a big question mark in a lot of ways in my life. The radiation that I received, I've been told now, was way too much for a human body. I remember the radiation was so strong that under my arms, the skin literally turned black. It looked like charred meat. I had follow-ups initially just a few months apart, and then they stretched to, you know, half year, year, and then every couple of years, and was totally cancer-free until at age 49, breast cancer showed up. When you get it the second time around and so much time has elapsed in between, I think my take was, I've beaten this before, I've got this one. While I don't think I would wish childhood cancer on anyone, and I certainly wouldn't wish the follow-ups that I've had, I really can't say that I'm sorry that that happened. The things that happened in my life were most definitely for a reason, and I may not know all those reasons today. Nothing happens accidentally, and I have seen the fact that I've been able to come alongside people and I think be a benefit to them, because I know what they're feeling.